No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 27th day of April, 2020. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. In Colleyville, Texas, about a 30-minute drive northwest of Dallas, the scenes were like something from a movie circa, I don't know, spring 2019? People sitting in the sun under umbrellas at outdoor cafes, enjoying lunch and each other's company. As Colleyville became the first city in Texas to relax restrictions on non-essential businesses, there were reports of Texans traveling from the other side of the Metroplex just to get a taste of normalcy. Let's hit the rewind button. It was only last month, horror stories on the TV news shows, a 39-year-old coronavirus victim found dead on her kitchen floor in New York City. Big Apple filled with fear and foreboding as COVID-19 numbers spiraled seemingly out of control. We are your future, Governor Andrew Cuomo ominously warned the nation. Where New York is today, you will be in 3 to 4 weeks, he said. That was on March 24th. It has been more than 3 to 4 weeks. New York is much better now, and for the record, Texas isn't anywhere close to where New York was. Among the 50 states and the District of Columbia, Texas ranks 41st per million persons when it comes to COVID-19 deaths, and hospital capacity easily outstrips demand despite the worst predictions. It would be easy to get smug about all this, and Governor Abbott seems to know it, but he is also too careful a politician not to know that the moves he's taking could be the most consequential of his time so far as governor, to say nothing of the life and death implications for people in the Lone Star State. If the eyes of the nation were on Georgia this weekend, as that state lifted many restrictions, they're turning to Texas long about now, as Jonathan Tylove reports for the Austin American-Statesman, where he is chief political writer. Jonathan, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the governor's moves to reopen the Texas economy, and we should preface this with the fact that he has a news conference scheduled for this Monday afternoon, so we are talking about the situation as we go to air on a Monday morning. What is your understanding about how the governor wants to reopen the economy in Texas?
Well, clearly the devil in this case really will be in the details, and the governor has both set expectations and tried to tamp down expectations as he moves toward this consequential news conference. He said that a wide array of businesses will be reopened in some fashion under some rules, well beyond the essential businesses that are currently allowed to be open. At the same time, he said he will be guided by the data and the doctors, and that the worst thing that could happen, worse than a tardy reopening, would be to reopen, see a significant spike in the spread of COVID, and have to shut down again.
I can recall a couple of weeks ago reporting here that based on statistics and experts from the University of Texas at Austin and others, that we would be hitting a peak in early May when it came to the impact of the coronavirus in Texas. Is that no longer considered to be the case? Is that why these steps are being taken now? Or is it he's getting so much pressure, political pressure from the right? Or what is happening?
Well, it's a bit of both. I think that he looks at the peaks for deaths and for the spread as being earlier in May, and that he's got a couple weeks that have not reached that peak again. At the same time, both those metrics have inched up in the last few days. So it's not an absolutely crystal clear pattern of what's happening. You know, I think he's not going to do anything that's going to take effect immediately. So we're talking another week or so before anything would begin to happen. And then maybe it'll be staged from there. I think the idea is to try to create a system that will be able to kind of leap into situations where it appears to be resurging and really kind of do testing beyond what they've been able to do before, and tracing and tracking people.
Are you hearing any details? I mean, I mentioned what was happening in Georgia, allowing gyms, hair salons, barbershops, tattoo parlors, and bowling alleys to reopen, but maintaining social distancing and sanitation guidelines. In Texas, any hints about what might happen?
Well, there's where there's been some mixed messaging. You know, Governor Kemp in Georgia went ahead and did that, seemingly with the encouragement of President Trump. And as soon as he did it, President Trump belittled him for doing it and criticized him and said he wasn't pleased with him. So it's dangerous terrain. And I think that Abbott has said that he agreed that Kemp went too far too fast and went to things like the tattoo parlors and the salons that were the most likely to spread infection, and then that was a mistake. At the same time, the governor was asked, I guess it was on talk radio in Dallas on Thursday, you know, when can I tell my wife I'm going to take her to dinner and a movie? And the governor said, well, we just need to give those restaurants and movie theaters about a week to get ready. Well, I think people are going to be pretty reluctant to take advantage of dining in restaurants. So I understand the impulse to want to get the economy moving in a way that allows people to continue to, or to start to draw paychecks again. But I don't think that there's a real demand among Texans or people elsewhere to get back to the kind of intimate surroundings that seem really risky.
Jonathan Tylove is chief political writer for the Austin American Statesman. We've been speaking in advance of the governor's expected news conference on Monday afternoon. If you want to read the latest, go over to statesman.com. Thanks so much for talking with us, Jonathan. Good to have you back on the broadcast.
Thanks very much.